We are here really to talk about two things. Do we have a plan? And do we know what we're doing? There are some days that we do not know what we are doing. I will readily admit that to you. But we think we do, particularly on the growth issue. We are here to hear your concerns and to listen to what you have to say and to try to perhaps answer any issues that you may have.
The unprecedented growth witnessed by the University of Arkansas in the past few years was the main topic of discussion during the fall semester campus faculty meeting. University of Arkansas Chancellor Dr. G. David Gearhart addressed over 100 U of A faculty members during the meeting that was held yesterday at Giffel's Auditorium in the old main building on the campus. Dr. Gearhart was joined by Provost Dr. Sharon Gaber and the Chair of the campus faculty, Dr. Timothy Kroll.
The question has come up, why are we growing and who said we need to grow?
According to Dr. Gearhart, the growth of the university or the increase in enrollment was listed as a goal in the TAP report, a document that hopes to provide transparency and accountability to the people of Arkansas. The TAP report was developed in 2009 by the Chancellor's Administrative Policy Council in association with members of the campus community. Dr. Gearhart said one of the main reasons why the university sought growth was to service the people of Arkansas. The state, except for West Virginia, has the lowest number of citizens with a bachelor's degree. The university hopes to provide increased opportunities to state residents by increasing enrollment. Another benefit of the unprecedented growth was that it helped hold down tuition increases.
If we did not have this income from increased number of students, we'd be in pretty serious shape right now. We have not had an increase in our state appropriation for almost 5 years. That's the general appropriation that we get for our budget, almost 5 years. In addition to that, we've had cutbacks to our budget of several million dollars because of what's been occurring with the economy. So we believe it's important to right-size ourselves, if you will. That's one of the reasons, holding down tuition increases.
Dr. Gearhart cited the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery as one of the reasons that may have led to the increase in the number of enrolled students at the University of Arkansas. He said the average debt of 50% of the students who have graduated from the university is close to $25,000. The lottery might help alleviate that and provide some relief. The Chancellor also said that the University of Arkansas is gradually becoming the institution of first choice for many Arkansans and others beyond the state line. Another reason that led to the increase in numbers, according to him, was the efficiency of the university's enrollment staff. However, Dr. Gearhart made the careful observation that while the number of students has increased, the university has not compromised the quality of the students being admitted. The Chancellor then discussed the elements that need to be in place for accommodating the growth.
Obviously, we've got to hire more faculty. We had a serious problem. We had not increased faculty. And as a matter of fact, there was some feeling that we had increased staff to the detriment of increasing faculty ranks. However, I think we have tried to reverse that trend. We will have added almost 50 new tenure-track faculty after this year. We've also made a commitment to add about 100 non-tenure-track faculty, and our hope is to continue to add faculty in the future. We know it's not enough. All I can say to you that it is a good faith effort on our part to add as many as we think we can afford.
The Chancellor said the sources of income for the university are limited. The tuition and fee is several hundred dollars below what other institutions similar in size charge, and state support has continued to decline over the years. These factors have been critical in determining the university's ability to give raises. Dr. Gearhart said the university will be giving raises retroactively this year. In addition to increasing the number of faculty members in the university, upgrades and additions to several buildings on campus are also underway, including Hillside Auditorium, Bowl Walker Hall, Ozark Hall, Epley Building, a new fitness center in the Union, and a new technology center also in the Union. The university is also in the process of purchasing the Cato Springs Research Center, the site of research for some engineering departments. Another concern the chancellor addressed was the lack of classrooms and laboratories. He said, although no decisions have been made, the university is considering building a large yet inexpensive facility located on the close perimeter of the campus that might have a number of labs and classrooms.
So the chancellor has laid out really why we have been growing, how we have been growing, and what we've been doing. And part of the question is, okay, so what is the plan? The plan is to grow to 25,000 students, and then look and determine, do we want to continue to grow?
During the meeting, Provost Dr. Sharon Gaber pointed out, the biggest challenge remains figuring out whether the university wants to grow, and if so, what needs to be done to accommodate the growth and not compromise the quality of students or facilities available to them.
We need to look at faculty, staff, classrooms, labs, dorms. We have already begun some spreadsheets looking into this to determine what it is we would need. Assuming we maintain current ratios, and I write here, for example, faculty to student ratios, or assuming current numbers of students consistently would live in the dorms, that sort of thing. We are running all of that information, and what it's clear is it will cost a fair amount of money to be able to maintain the quality we would like to have in place to be able to do it. The other part that Chancellor Gearhart mentioned is, in terms of our students then, what is it we're saying and doing? We know right now that applications are up for next fall. If we don't think about what is it we're going to do to be able to shape the class.
Dr. Gaber said the university is considering defining qualities to be able to shape its freshman class, focusing on diversity and high-ability students from Arkansas and out of state. Chancellor Gearhart and Provost Gaber also addressed questions from faculty members regarding classroom size issues, the synergy between the university and area community colleges to support students, state higher education policies, the Fulbright College, online classrooms, and the salaries of graduate assistants. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mudholkar.